Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy Earth Day to you. That is today. April 22nd. Here we are, another Earth Day, and we're going to cover it accordingly on the big show today. And we got to cover the world. And let's just kick it off with Roz from the UK. She's not in the UK, but she is across the pond in Egypt, of all places, hanging out on the beach in Egypt. Roz, come in. How are you?
Hello, Greg. How you doing? It's gorgeously hot and sunny here and just wonderful. Perfect Earth Day here.
Well, there you go. And I guess first off, we got to ask, what the heck are you doing in Egypt celebrating
I'm
Earth
diving.
Day? Yeah. You're diving. Of course you're diving. What, the Red Sea? Is that where you're diving, off of Egypt or something, or what? What are you doing?
I'm in Hurghada, which is on the Egyptian mainland, and it's a fantastic base for people to go day boat diving, and they can also catch liverboards here. And I'm diving with Dive Points, which is based in Hurghada.
Excellent. And you're there. I know they've had some, you know, terrorist stuff going on in the last few weeks, and you're there basically to show people that you can still come out there and do some great diving, and it's not that scary. Is that what's going on, or what, Roz?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, Greg, you couldn't tell there was anything going on in the world here, because it's very quiet. The reefs are really good. The fish are in great form. It's very quiet in the streets. Everybody's very friendly. The Egyptians are a lovely race, and they're incredibly kind and friendly. I'm even diving with a Russian dive guide who has been quite an interesting guy to paddle around with for the last few days.
Yeah, interesting in what sense? What do you mean? What, that he knows Trump or something? Or what are you trying to say to Roz?
I think he probably knows how to swear about Trump in Russian. Does that count?
Sure, it counts for something. I'm not sure what, but hey. Well, how are they celebrating Earth Day in Egypt? Are they celebrating like we do in the States and everywhere else around the world? Are they doing anything special or what?
Well, the dive center that I'm at has just done something remarkable this week, which is kind of cool. In Egypt, of course, you can't drink the water. You're drinking bottled water. Mm-hmm. And Dive Point has made the decision to stop stocking bottled water on all their boats, which is fantastic. And they've installed water coolers everywhere. And so basically, you can still drink as much water as you like, and it's still safe. You just bring along your own container and top it up. And the amount of plastic that they've significantly reduced now is huge. It's absolutely massive. So that's a good thing for Earth Day to tell you about this.
I gotcha. So they have their own filtration system, and they just want you to bring your own water bottles and just use that instead of fill the world with more plastic. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, they're buying slightly bigger plastic bottles, Greg. They're buying, 30-gallon or 15-gallon, bottles of water that go onto the boats and fill up the water coolers.
I see.
But it's significantly reduced the use of little bottles of water, hugely.
Got it. All right. Well, let's talk about the diving. What have you been seeing so far? Has it been spectacular, or conditions, perfect for diving this week, or what, in Egypt?
It's been really good, Greg. Well, so far we've seen feather-tailed rays. There was a really lovely octopus this morning who was very, very animated. Actually, there were three octopus on my dive, and they were out. They were out busy getting animated on the bottom, and there were goatfish coming along. And they've goatfish have got two white barbs that come off their chins. And it almost looked like they were trying to tickle the octopus. I'm not quite sure what they were doing to it, but it was whether they're investigating it for food.
They were working together in some capacity.
Yeah, there were three goatfish busy kind of tickling this octopus. I've never seen that before. We've seen scorpionfish, blue spotted rays, clouds of glassfish, just beautiful glassfish. And we've seen anthias as well. It's just been, it's been good, proper, decent red sea diving.
Well,
and,
I got to tell you, I don't recognize any of the names of those fish you just mentioned. So I'm going to have to Google these after we're done chatting during the commercial break or something. But glass fish are a popular type of fish there in Egypt. What is that?
Yeah, they're tiny. They're very tiny. Small, and it looks as though their guts have been wrapped up in tin foil, and then they're made out of glass, and they, you get these big clouds of them, you get these big schools of them, and they swim together, and they shimmer, and you can just sit there, just get hovering for 20 minutes and just watch a school of cloudfish, glassfish, playing around a coral bommy, and they're just mesmerizing. It's just like quality diving.
And now so I hear, now I hear though that diving in that neck of the woods in that part of the world, it's extremely colorful. The reef is very brightly colored. Is that right?
The best way to describe it is a school teacher has taken a load of 5-year olds underwater and given them fish shapes and any paint in the sun, and they've painted and they splash paint and colored the fish any color because it's beautiful. It's all pretty. You get goldfish with big purple eyes, and you get red sea bannerfish that look as though they've got lots of mascara on, and you get parrotfish that are blue and yellow, and you know, they're just stunning. It's so pretty here, Greg.
Yeah. The great visibility, or what kind of conditions are we looking at? What do you think?
20-30 meters vis, so you're looking at about 100 foot vis.
Excellent.
And the water's about 24 degrees centigrade, so that's about 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Sweet. That sounds like my kind of diving. And then, of course, you get out there. Are you rebreather diving, or are you tech diving, or are you just playing like the mere mortal divers and doing open circuit this time around, Roz?
My Poseidon over here, and it's been lovely to dive because, of course, the fish get right up and personal and close to me when I'm on my unit. So that's been lovely. I've been really enjoying my unit. It's been diving beautifully. So, that's been lots of fun with that.
Well, I assume you're taking tons of pictures and video and everything, or are you just down there enjoying yourself?
Actually, I'm scribbling, Greg, because I'm busy writing like fury. So I'll leave it to other people to take the pictures. But I'm busy writing, so there's going to be an article at the end of this.
I gotcha. All right, so you're getting inspired for a new article that Roz is going to publish in one of the many magazines that she writes for around the world. That sounds pretty awesome. How long are you there in Egypt? Are you spending like a week or two, or what are you doing exactly?
I've only got a couple of days left here. I go home on Monday, Greg, unfortunately. Because copy deadlines wait for no one, even a Roz.
Right.
So I've got to get back to England, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be tough to go back to England after spending some quality time there diving off the coast of Egypt. Am I right? Are you spoiled rotten now or what?
I've been perfectly pampered. I've been so looked after. Dive center, the dive point are just a lovely dive center to work with and, you know, dive with. And the diving here is just, I wish you could come and join us, Greg, and see what it's like here.
Well, it's definitely on my list for sure. I've been wanting to get to that part of the world and do some diving for sure. How would you rate it as far as, how much it costs to go dive that part of the world? For you, it's that's a very popular site for folks over in the UK. A little bit more of a challenge for people in the States, but it's, you can get there easy enough. But cost-wise, how would you compare it to other dive destinations around the world, you think?
Incredibly economic, because it's like, right, so this is the equivalent of our Caribbean.
Yeah, okay.
Except that you're not having to tip heavily. A dive package here is like 300 euros for the week, which is about $300.
Yeah.
And that includes nitrox, and that's two dives a day, and that's off the boat. And then you're looking at about another 50 euros maybe, so another $50 for lunch every day. For a whole week, so say $350, and that will cover all your diving. So all you need to worry about is your flights, and the hotels are very economical. I mean, the hotel that I'm in is probably about $200 for the week, and that's fully inclusive. That's breakfast, dinner, and beer.
Wow. Okay, that ain't bad at all. Sounds very attractive already. So, and would you recommend a land-based or getting on a liveaboard? I mean, it sounds like you're getting to all the cool dive sites right there at the land-based operation. Yeah.
Greg, I'm really lazy. I love taking my bed with me to diving. I prefer to take my bed to sea. Mm-hmm. But the land-based diving here on my day boats is really good. Yeah. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It's very pretty.
Well, and of course, they got a few surface interval distractions there in that part of the world that could be fun to visit and kind of combo with your days of diving, I would imagine. Am I right?
Absolutely, Greg. Apparently tonight there's going to be belly dancers at the hotel, so that's going to be interesting.
Okay, it just moved up a notch or two. All right, Roz, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your time here, Earth Day weekend in Egypt, and we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Greg. Look after yourself.
Absolutely. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
Earth Day. It should be every day. Earth Day. Make sure you
and every day. Yeah, it doesn't have to be Earth Day. Earth Day is pretty special, though, in that regard. It's also my son's 21st birthday. Happy birthday to my son, Max. If you're celebrating Earth Day and you're a diver, you should be sharing the love of diving. That's what my next guest does all the time, wherever he goes. He has a big smile on his face. He's just busting with energy. And it's Renee from Scuba Pro. And Renee, welcome to the show. How are you doing? Happy Earth Day to you, buddy.
Thank you there, Greg. I appreciate it. Happy Earth Day to you as well.
All right. So
and happy birthday to your son, Max.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. He's having a good day today, and hopefully he's not drinking. But,
wonderful.
He's 21. I can't do much about it if he is. But he's not diving and he's not driving. So, we'll see what happens. But last weekend you were celebrating accordingly in Sarasota, doing some Scuba Pro Demo Day or something. Is that right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's where Scuba Pro hooks up with a dealer, in this case, Florida Underwater Sports in Sarasota.
Yeah.
And they offer their time and bring in their customers, and we spend a little time showing them new BCs and regulators and getting them in the water and seeing how much they, you know, how much they like our new gear.
Yes. Well, every time we've had you on one of our liveaboard trips with Explorer Ventures and you brought the Scuba Pro gear on, I mean, the guys just loved it. I mean, especially, you know, the new stuff, because they're like, oh, my gosh, this stuff like breathes like butter. I mean, it's just
a
major upgrade to what they're used to diving if they haven't checked out what's available here in the last couple of years. Now, you were showcasing, obviously, the BCs, the regs, the works. Let's start with the BCs. What were you showcasing from Scuba Pro there in Sarasota last week?
Yeah, the BC right now is in extreme high demand, short supply, fortunately. It's called the Hydros Pro.
Yeah.
Comes out of South Africa. So what you find in most BCs, Greg, is that there's several panels and multi-usage of different materials, and these materials are often buoyant.
Mm-hmm.
So what our goal was to find a way of making a BC that was not inherently buoyant. It means a lot of good things for the diver. So that's primarily what we did. We focused on that, and what is typically made of multiple materials is now one solid injected material.
Uh-huh.
It's called Monprene. Very, very nice.
Yeah, and so do you consider this an all-around BC or a travel BC?
Absolutely.
Or what?
Yeah, it's sold to you in a small bag, which mm-hmm. Can fit in carry-on. This is one of the other extraordinary elements of this, is that it can fold up and allows for a full-on wetsuit, computer, regulator, including fins, and you can carry that on board with you. It is outrageous. It's like magic. You can YouTube it all day long and find all kinds of modules on it.
Sweet. Well, you know, that comes in very handy, especially with all the flight, you know, restrictions we have as divers these days. Lighter, you know, easier to pack, that kind of thing. It sounds like that one foots the bill. All right. What about the regs? What were you showcasing last week?
The reg is a new S620. And it's now our latest flagship. And what's interesting about this regulator is that most of, you know, when we breathe, we're all concerned about inhalation effort and ease. But here we paid particular attention to the exhalation side of things and made it the best in its class.
Mm.
We've outdone ourselves, and I assure you it is the finest, best breathing regulator in the industry today.
Okay, so when you say you focused on exhalation, you mean so when we're blowing our bubbles, it's easier on this one, or what?
Yeah, what happens is there's actually quite a bit of an effort for us as divers when we're attempting to exhale through the small exhaust valves in the second stages.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we focused on that, and on the outside of the regulator, we've made a deeper, like an expansion chamber, if you will, for the exhaust valve area, facilitating your expelled air, and it's really something. It's extraordinary.
Excellent. Now, what about fins and stuff like that? I mean, I know you guys have a full line of masks and snorkels, but Scuba Pro has always been known for their fins. I mean, these are like the go-to classic style fins for years. I mean, people are still, I dive with divers all the time. They still have the classic jet fins, but I know you guys have even upgraded along those lines over the last few years, especially.
Sure, and I'll use your words. You said go-to fin. We have a new fin called Go.
Oh.
It's made of, again, Monprene material. Very short in stature, has an adjustable marine-grade bungee strap on the back. Now, I say adjustable. What I mean is it's automatically adjusted.
Mm.
There's only four sizes. It's a barefoot fin. You slip it on. It does have a marine-grade bungee in the back. You slip that over your heel, and you're good to go. You can wear it with a non-sole sock, like a neoprene sock, a short sock,
right,
or just barefoot. And they're intended to lock in and be strapped to the outside of this Hydros Pro kit and is part of that package.
Okay, so it all packs together nice and neat, easy to carry, easy to pack, that kind of thing. So it's all part of the same system. That sounds pretty nice.
And,
everybody,
in every case, people come out of the water. They look at the fins. They judge them by the size. They say they're too short. They wear them, they come out with big smiles and say it was excellent. Yeah.
Great. Well, I mean, it sounds like something I got to get my hands on. But that's what
there
the divers
go.
There.
We'll send you a pair, Greg.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Now, so in Sarasota, you had how many divers out there diving with all this stuff last weekend?
Yeah, that was about 40. And they call this a donut dive, as far as that store is concerned. And I think they're up to their 118th donut dive. I believe they do it once a month, Greg. So it's kind of cool. It gives everybody a reason to meet up with them at the beach and go out for a dive.
A donut dive. What, they get together and have donuts on the surface interval or something?
Exactly. They have on their surface interval, they eat donuts and then go diving and vice versa.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's really a good time.
Donut. I like it. All right, so these Scuba Pro Demo Days are events that you do with, you know, like the dive operation there in Sarasota. You do these throughout the country or
we do
throughout the world. I know you got another one coming up at Jupiter Dive Center. What, the beginning of June? Is that the deal? Something like that?
That's correct. Jupiter Dive Center, beginning of June. I think it's that first weekend in June, and then I have another one here in a couple. Well, I guess a weekend from today. Which is going to be in Houston, Texas, actually.
Okay.
We'll be at Texas Dive Center. And we did that event last year, and they had a very good outpouring of people. I think it was about 60 people. They fired up the barbecue, and it was an all-day-long event. Very, very pleasant.
Yeah.
Lots of people coming and going.
Well, instead of donuts, they have brisket. Is that what they do on the surface?
There you go, Texas style.
Exactly. Well, you know, if you want to be involved with all this stuff, you know, visit your local Scuba Pro dealer. Ask them if they have a Scuba Pro Demo Day coming up, and Renee might come to your neck of the woods and host one of these things. Well, we'll have to join you on one of these things coming up, my friend. Maybe it's the one down in
Jupiter. I appreciate it.
That sounds like a big old party, and maybe we'll go to Houston or, I don't know. You pick the most exotic place, and I'll be there. How's that sound?
Fair enough. You're always welcome.
You'll bring the donuts, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. As long as he brings the donuts. All right. Thanks, Renee. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you.
On deck, we have someone who's been with us literally since we started this goofy little show. Bob Evans from Force Fins joining us next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, I've been wanting to have this guy. I wanted to have him there for our 20-year anniversary show a couple weeks ago in Secaucus. But he has been, traveling, changing the world and all that kind of thing. And we haven't had an opportunity till now. And, of course, I'm talking about Bob Evans from Force Fins. Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. Happy Earth Day. Happy Saturday. What's cooking?
Well, hey, yeah, first off, a couple weeks ago we had our 20-year anniversary. I know you couldn't make the performance, but you went back to the website to try to catch up and got through part of the show, but you didn't get to catch the whole thing. Is that what's going on or what?
Well, it was late in the day when we were having a chat, and I went online, and I was looking for the play. I kept looking, where's this play? They got some theatrical play. I want to see it live. And I clicked, and I got the audio. And that went on, and my good assistant next to me had his fingers in his ears. He couldn't believe the kind of stuff that went on in scuba radio, because we're, as scuba divers, we're kind of used to all that stuff, especially hanging out with you all these years.
Well, so
poor
true.
Robert.
Yeah,
he didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
And then I had to go off to a very special meeting, but I kept thinking, well, where's the play part? I'm listening to audio, but I can't see any plays. I went around your website, and I thought, maybe I'm doing something wrong, and I kept clicking on the pictures of the mermaids, and nothing happened. And so then I had to run out the door to a special meeting last night. We had the Secretary of Interior here on a private town hall.
Okay.
Town hall talk.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that in just a bit. Well, all you got to do, first of all, there are no video. There's no video of our play that we put on off-Broadway in Secaucus, New Jersey for our 20-year anniversary. For legal reasons, copyright reasons, and that kind of thing, and pretty much your own sanity. So you'll just have to go listen to it and paint a picture with your mind And I know you're pretty good at that. You hear what I'm saying, Bob?
Yeah, I was definitely visualizing the mermaids.
Yeah, well, of course, you and everyone else. And, you know, if you need to catch up with the rest of the class, you need to do what Bob does and go to scubaradio.com, click on the first post there at the top of the page, you can catch up as well. More with Bob Evans from Four Spins next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
To Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This baby's gonna put me through college.
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
And now, here's my dad, Greg the Dive Master.
Yes, that is Mac. It's his 21st birthday today. He did that when he was 10 years old. Here we are, Earth Day 2017. He's turning 21. And has it put him through college? He's still working on it, but he's on his way, and yes, it is done pretty amazingly well. Go figure. Bob Evans is he's my guest right now. He's my friend, and I have him on the big show today. And it's been a while since we've been able to catch up with our good friend from Force Finn. So, Bob, what has been going on in your neck of the woods? You'd mentioned this town hall that went on in Santa Barbara. So that was with who? A town hall with who?
That was with our new Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, a Navy SEAL. We had a chance to talk Force Fins real quick. He says, well, of course, being very political, he says, I've used a lot of fins, including yours. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But he has really got great plans of Earth Days, wants to bring back our Park Service officers with smiling faces waving at us and not in bulletproof vests. And he's very much a conservation. Being a Boy Scout, you know, the motto of the Boy Scouts, you create a fire in a camp, you clean it up, and you make it better than it was when you came into it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of protesters, you know, Santa Barbara, I didn't get a chance, but they said there are hundreds and hundreds of people outside the Ronald Reagan Center here in Santa Barbara.
Why would they protest that? It sounds like everybody could rally behind making the parks better and stuff, and, you know.
You know, they should have been inside and heard what he said, because I'm an environmentalist. I always have been, both Suzanne and I, and everyone cares about the planet. We all live in the same place, and we all want to try to do something and leave it better than it was.
Mm-hmm.
And we really now, I think, have somebody in this administration, at least one person I can really look at, was a commander, SEAL Team 6, so you know when those guys look at you in the eyes, they're not pulling the wool over your eyes. And he's just was down in the Virgin Islands with Duke University, with looking at the turtle program they have going down there, and very positive about what these young students were doing. And then he said the next day he posed with a Park Service guy, and the guy's in a bulletproof vest, and he says, we're going to change that. I don't want my police or my park rangers in bulletproof vests. I want them smiling and waving at people.
Uh-huh.
He's responsible all the way, Greg, from all the way from the Virgin Islands all the way out to the Samoan Islands. So he says he's got the largest office in Washington, D.C. So I think as divers, we have somebody that's a water person, which is really positive. You know, we have somebody we can talk about coral reefs and things that we care about, and he's got very listened to everybody. He was very excited to hear about our underwater project that we're doing out here in the Santa Barbara Channel, and actually mentioned it publicly last night that we're working on this new undersea desal system. So it's kind of the cat's out of the bag at this point if we have our...
Well, you're trying to change the world by doing something really cool like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's revolutionary, and it will employ hundreds of people. And I didn't realize, but the Department of Interior, 30% of their budget is California's water problem. 30% of the federal budget is California's water problem. He just met with Governor Brown, and their answer, the water problem, is build bigger dams. And all of a sudden, Bob and Suzanne pop into the scene and say, listen, we could do something differently, and it's the, you know, it's the entrepreneurial spirit that drives America. It's what made me start making Force Fins, what, 40-some years ago, 1971? That was some time ago, you know, and it's what drives our country, just like Scuba Radio. You know, it's just the same thing. It's that entrepreneurial that makes our country different than other countries around the world.
Yeah, well, entrepreneurial stuff. We'll go with stuff.
Yeah, stuff.
Yeah, because we
stuff like light bulbs and Tesla cars and space shuttles and, you know, super fast jets and better engines, stuff.
Yes. Yeah, we want to keep the government happy. We are not one of those protesters. But,
hey, it's our land. It's our property. It belongs to you and me. And he's there. He recognizes that, you know. It's his land, too. So I really came, you can tell, I'm so inspired this morning. I could barely sleep last night because I'm a John F. Kennedy generation. And when I hear somebody talking about cleaning up campsites better than they were when you came into the park, brilliant ideas. He'd never been to Yosemite before and said how small it was, and we can't turn it into Los Angeles with all these cars, and we'll come up with really great ways to get people into the park that you know, it's just looking for innovation. That's what we're looking for in America right now. We're looking for young people who have really unbelievable ideas. And some guy was there from the Audubon Club, Audubon Society. I thought, oh, no, here we go.
Yeah.
He was talking about the wind farms killing the birds. And I tell you, Zeke knew right off the top of his head. He said 700-some thousand birds get killed a year in this place in Montana. He says, but they stuck it in a place with the birds, a migratory path. You know, he says, we need to look at these things a little bit differently. Not that we're going to start wind farms, but we sure don't need to put them where there's a lot of birds flying around.
Sure, yeah. A little common sense planning could probably solve that problem.
And listen to the people. Listen to the communities. Listen to divers. At divers, I tell you, this guy, all scuba divers listen to Scuba Radio. This gentleman, this officer will listen to anybody's comments, and I could not believe how well he responded to everybody in the audience. See, it was amazing.
Well, that's good. So you're doing good work trying to innovate to, protect the Earth. That sounds like some cool stuff. He's always doing stuff.
Yeah, that's like the plankton. You know, our system is below the plankton, the liquid rainforest of the ocean, as Dr. Sylvia Earle calls it. And our system is down deep, so we're not in 30 feet of water sucking up the rainforest and our oxygen supply to the planet. Yeah, you and I, we're on a spaceship, Greg, and go, hey, Greg, what are you doing? What are you sucking up that plankton for? It's our oxygen.
Okay. Well, I don't even know how to respond to that, but
don't suck up the oxygen.
Yeah,
Greg.
Don't. We need it to dive and live, I guess. But let's change gears here. Let's talk a little bit about Force Fins. I know you guys have been busy amongst all this other environmental stuff and this innovation you've been working on the side. Force Fins is cranking along. You got a new color of Force Fins? Is that what's coming on, or it's a throwback?
That's Suzanne's idea. You wouldn't believe what she's got me doing, Greg. Almost embarrassing at my time in life. She got me out photographing girls' butts going by the store here in Santa Barbara. We have all these exchange students from Spain and France and
places she's like the perfect wife, Bob.
Indigo. It's got to be indigo.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anytime the girl goes by in little shorts, she says, Bob, get your camera. And Greg, I got to go out and photograph the indigo. And I was putting it up on the Force Fin website, but I had to be cautious. You know, I took some pictures of guys, too.
Yeah, well, you don't want to discriminate.
Jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't quite, they're not as much excitement on the Facebook. But when the Indigo girls come up, it gets a lot of activity.
Yeah, you get a lot of click-throughs when you post those pictures.
Yeah, it's like the mermaids.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Indigo.
Do we want to see you in your Speedos, or do we want to see a mermaid? I mean, go figure. Oh, I'm looking at a mermaid right now on your website,
well, there you
by
go.
The poolside.
Absolutely.
With,
Yeah, I don't want to see myself
playing the guitar.
I don't want to see myself in Speedos, so I don't think anyone else would. No.
Not me either.
Mermaids, yeah. It has its draw. Now, I don't know. Indigo, I mean, that color, that's a color, right? Like a blue, a deep blue color?
Yeah, it's a beautiful blue because for so many years people wanted it. We made tan deltas forever, but we're not making them anymore for a variety of reasons. But it got too complex, so we came up with this new indigo blue that's really a beautiful kind of a dark blue, light blue. It's very unusual pigment because in some phases you look at the fins and they look like they're black. But if the light is, oh, what cute girls. Scuba mermaids in training. I love it.
Oh, bro.
Yeah.
Squirrel.
Good thing that wasn't you. I'm watching him on Scuba Radio here looking at you, all the fun pictures. Yeah, well, there's here's a slideshow, but it's definitely not the play I was looking to see.
Well, you just scroll through the pictures of the mermaids and listen to the play. That'd probably be better.
I like my pacemaker right now. It's looking good.
Yeah, you're going to need a recharge. Bob Evans, Force Fins, a great guy, just a good friend. And here he is saving the earth once again. Bob, always a pleasure, my friend. We'll catch up again soon.
Okay, have a nice birthday. Over and out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive logbook. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead, you know you're dead, you know you're dead.
But in this underwater, should make one give it a try. Said, live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
I said, live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
This
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Happy Earth Day to you. Big Wave Dave is on the line. He's out with the Go Dive Now pool in Dallas, Texas, celebrating Earth Day as we speak. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, we're out here in Dallas at the State Fairgrounds, where basically this weekend is America's largest Earth Day festival, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, wow. So this is considered the largest Earth Day event in the country this weekend. That's what you're telling me, or that's what they're telling you?
That's what they're telling me. Okay. I mean, it's got a quick tour. There is about three or four exhibit halls and probably another couple hundred tents outside. So they got everything pretty much well covered here.
Okay. So is it? So it's inside and outside? So it's like in a convention center as well as outside under tents and stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, the pool's outside. We're right next to, like, a historic museum on Dallas. There's two buildings next to us that are filled with tents, so there'll be people inside. And then there's a lot of outdoor vendors, too. You have a food court. There's going to be they got an area where they set up a big pollinator thing. Just a lot of stuff going on, and they're not even here yet. So
yeah, okay.
It's pretty awesome.
All right, so it's just getting going there, and but it's cranking around. When you say pollinator, what the heck's that mean? Is that an Earth
Day
term?
Well, I think they're just trying to think, because that'd be an area where I think people attract bees, get to do pollination, flowers and everything. I got to get by there when I get a chance to get away from the pool.
Okay, so they got a place with just like a big bucket of honey that attracts bees.
Well, maybe that's what they want.
Yeah.
But we're celebrating the oceans. I know they have Dr. Sylvia Earle out here this weekend.
Awesome.
Doing talks.
Okay.
So it's going to be a pretty cool weekend.
Have you ever gotten Dr. Sylvia Earle in the Go Dive Now pool? Has she ever come by and waved to you?
Well, but later today, we're going to be really close. She's supposed to be on the deck doing a little talk, so we'll see.
On the deck of the Go Dive Now pool? That's where she's going to do her thing?
Yep. That's what I've heard.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, she goes down and does all that, like, newt suit stuff and submarines and deep ocean exploration. You ought to just see, hey, Sylvia, can you just jump in for a photo op?
Probably 4 feet.
Yeah, it's 4 feet.
Yeah.
It's nothing for you. Come on. Yeah, no, she's a great lady and a great ambassador for the ocean environment, for sure. So, there, obviously, you're the centerpiece of the focus on the ocean at this Earth Day event in Dallas. Is that what I'm saying, or what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, we're pretty much smack dab in the middle of the thing, a nice courtyard area, so people will definitely be walking by, checking us out, and jumping on in.
Yeah. Now, what are you telling them from the perspective of saving the Earth? Are you giving them any tips, or just saying, hey, it's out there, why don't you try diving? And that's really the idea, that once we get them into the diving world, then they'll want to protect what they see underwater. You think that's pretty much where you're going with
your... Yeah, well, remember, your Earth is made of 70% water. So you got everywhere you go, there's water, be in the oceans, be in lakes around here. You know, maybe you want to come down to Lake Travis, do some diving, or maybe a little tropical vacation or run down to the Cayman Islands, which several resorts have gotten very green awards. So definitely you can travel and still be green.
Yeah. And that really is part of it, though. I think that's part of the natural evolution of a diver. Once you get into it, you may get into it because you want to go, you know, spearfish, catch a lobster, see something cool. But I would say 99% of the time after you get into diving and you start doing it a little bit, it's a natural progression to start to want to get a little more active on protecting the ocean environment. You see that, I'm sure, don't you?
Yep, that's why we're all involved with garbage collection, things like that.
Yeah.
Trash dives.
That's right. Picking up the stuff that shouldn't be there and keeping the environment as clean as possible for the next diver that kind of comes through and marvels at what you can see under the sea. All right, so you have that going on in Dallas, a big event for Earth Day. And then next weekend you're off, or you might do a little, road trip on your way out to Long Beach, right? You're going to be at the Scuba Show.
Got a long drive out to Long Beach. This will be the first time ever we've been at the Scuba Show.
How is that possible? The Scuba Show has been going on for years. I can't believe the Go Dive Now pool hasn't been there before.
Well, he finally snuck me in a little corner, made some room for me.
Yeah, it was just
a matter. I take a pretty big footprint.
You do. He takes up a lot of space. Big Wave Dave, you got to make a wide berth for him because it's 20 by 40, his pool that he sets up for everybody to try diving. But I'm surprised I hadn't been there before. I mean, this will be a nice addition to the Scuba Show for sure. And I hear that it's sold out. It's bigger and better than bigger and better than ever. I'm anxious to go out there. We're going to be celebrating our 20-year anniversary with our friends.
And I think we needed a dunk in the pool.
Get a dunk. What do you mean a dunk in the pool?
Dunk you in the pool again.
Well, I dunk is not the right word. Dive. I would dive possibly.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, there we go.
That sounds like a better option than jumping off into the ocean out there off the coast of Long Beach, because here it's not even cracking 60 degrees. You hear what I'm saying? It's too damn cold.
I know.
Too damn cold to dive in that ocean.
That's what dry suits are for.
Well, and that's what the Go Dive Now pool is for as well at the Scuba Show. So maybe I'll take you up on that. Maybe we'll jump in and have some fun. CJ is going to join us out there. This is the first time he's ever been out to the Scuba Show in Long Beach. It'll be a first time for the Go Dive Now pool. I look forward to it. We'll catch up there, Dave. Enjoy your day.
Oh, by the way, real quick, I listened to CJ for 9 hours yesterday.
Oh, you listened to his audiobook, did you?
Got the audiobook, yep.
From
Eric Douglas, the great latest book.
And you liked it? You lived through it?
It was very good.
It didn't distract you enough where you careened off the road and you made it to Earth Day.
I'm pretty good at listening and driving.
Well, he'll appreciate that, I'm sure. And you can reward him with a free dip in the pool. There in Long Beach. Okay, that'll do it for hour one. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving is on deck. Stay close. We're just getting started. Much, much more to come.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.